This is the Caregiver Life with Dignity podcast. With Fran Pikarski and Sue Salach Cutler.
Welcome, Fran.
Should we do what we always do every morning when we call each other?
Here we go.
Good morning, Glory.
Good morning, Sunshine. How are you today?
I'm fabulous.
Why are we here?
Well, Fran, we're here today to just give some information and education to family caregivers who might be struggling through their journey, not knowing which way to go. And there's so much that you need to know when you're a family caregiver, and we can help with that.
Sue, why are we doing a podcast?
Well, we're doing a podcast because there's so many different avenues that we can use to help get information out. There's getting in front of people, doing speaking engagements. There's people researching things on the internet and looking at our website. But to utilize all of them efficiently, we thought we'd also throw a podcast in there so that we can get that information out to people who that might be the way that they listened. Because there's a lot of different ways that we can get information out. I mean, we live in a day and age where it's great. I mean, you go on the internet, you can watch YouTube videos, you can go to somebody's website, you can find all this information, but there's a lot of information out there. And some people, as you know, because you listen to podcasts all the time, listen to podcasts as a way of getting information. So to be able to have that media stream to get our information out and to help these family caregivers, I think is a great thing to do. And that's why we're here. You're on board with this, right, Franny?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. I've worked with family caregivers. I've worked in the geriatric healthcare field. I have a background in health and aging and a master's in gerontology. Fran and I are both certified dementia professionals. And I understand that I need to get out and really get this information to people. It keeps me up at night that people are trying to deal with family caregiving issues and they don't have the information and I do. And that's where the passion comes from. And I know that's part of the passion for you as well, isn't it, Fran?
Yeah, I think my passion started more with my own journey with my mom and my brother. I mean, I was working with people that had mental health issues when the business was more geared toward life management and organization. And I dealt a lot with the hoarding community. But when I started to have my own personal experiences around people aging, specifically my mom and my brother with his mental health issues and his breakdown back in, I want to say it was like 2013, that really prompted me to try to help other people that were going through the same thing that I was or had been going through. And in part because it was so difficult to navigate two things, continuity of care and the system. My brother was in probably 3 nursing homes inside of a year. It was almost next to impossible for me to get him benefits. He almost died a couple times. My mom, continuity of care, doctors sending her to different specialists and them not talking to each other and me not knowing and understanding the importance of that until, you know, hindsight is everything. I don't want to say until it was too late because she had a terminal illness, but it sure could have made it a lot easier on me, the caregiver. My mom wasn't going to get better one way or the other, but it would have been made it easier for me to provide her with care and to be a better caregiver to her.
But that's a good point, Fran, because, you know, we are all geniuses in hindsight.
Yeah, right.
You know, in hindsight, we can see everything that we should have done. But that's what's great about what we do is because the more that we can get this information out, the more that we can get this education out and help these family caregivers understand that there's people like us who have worked in the field, who have been through this personally. I've had several family members that I've cared for, and you learn so much from that. And it's like being able to give that experience that we have, that hindsight that we have, to these families to help them.
Yeah, you can have all the education you want in the world, but I don't think that, I don't want to negate education. It's a powerful tool, but it does not matter if you don't have any experience right. to apply it to.
Exactly.
You know, practical application is everything. Mm-hmm. And so I think that for me, it was more, what's that saying? By fire.
Baptism by fire.
Baptism by fire. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That from the minister's wife. it was a baptism by fire. And I was a business owner. I really didn't have a geriatric background. I didn't have a mental health except for the classes and courses that I took and the independent knowledge that I got working with people with hoarding disorder, ADD, bipolar disorder in my other practice, and some people aging with early onset of dementia and helping them organize their lives and get them together. And it just, the whole thing kind of rolled into one. I knew nothing about guardianship. When I took on the role as power of attorney for my mom, I had no idea what that meant. Mm. We're going to do that as a topic. We're going to do guardianship as a topic.
Yeah.
We're going to do benefits as a topic, which that's a whole nother aspect of this equation that is really confusing. So, you know, my mom's benefits were way different than my brother's benefits. And trying to understand that while you're trying to navigate it and get those things put into place. And then when you struggle with them, who do you call?
Right.
I didn't know who to call.
Definitely not Ghostbusters.
No, not Ghostbusters. But there were a lot of demons around, so maybe a couple Ghostbusters wouldn't have been a bad thing at the time. But, you know, it's really a hard place to be in when you're thrown into it. So when you're, even before you take on that responsibility, I mean, I think as daughters, we're innately caregivers.
Right.
You're caring for your mom right now. Mm-hmm. Not that she's incapacitated, but right. you help her through her cancer journey.
Right.
I have cared for my mom. And then all the people that we service on
right.
a daily basis. I mean, we have a team of 6 people that we work with right now, soon to be 7. Well, actually, it's 7, soon to be 8. And we have our staffing every Monday. And on Mondays, things can change. We sit around and we brainstorm any problem that we have. And it's funny how we all see things
from a different
perspective.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and we agree, but we look at it from different angles.
Right.
We're able to see it from a different place.
Which helps our clients.
It helps our clients. But here's the other part about it is it adds so much to what we can do. And this can add so much for those people out there that are caregivers because they're doing it alone. It's
right.
a very isolating thing. I have seen families that do it really well together. I have a friend. There are 6 of them. I saw them care for their mom. They didn't all agree. They reached out for help when they needed it, and they knew when they needed it. They did it really well. And then I've seen other families.
Where families are blown apart by it.
Not even just blown apart, but they're
it's
nasty to each right. other. There's no compassion within the situation. And it's more about being right.
Right. And then after the person passes away, these siblings never speak to each other. It's awful, which is not what their family member, their parent would have wanted.
Right.
Like a mom would never want her kids to not talk to each other. You know, that would never be the goal. It would be the goal of everybody, like, being able, once they're gone, to be together and family. But nobody wants to listen to each other because you're caught up in that, like, childhood drama of, oh, right. you're the oldest, or you're always picking on me, or whatever.
Right.
The
and it's also a very emotional time.
Right.
You know, and so, and then afterwards, you know, sometimes people choose to go their own way. I mean, I've experienced that myself. But, you know, all in all, I didn't know for myself, I didn't know always when to ask for help. And then sometimes when I asked for help, didn't always go to the right places. Or the people, I had a company come in just like ours when my mom was sick, and they didn't share the benefit with me. You know what I mean? They gave me their tasks of what they could do, but I didn't understand how that would apply and how it would help me. I only looked at it from, okay, this is spending my mom's money. Is that the right thing to do?
Right.
You know, and I was really confused. I didn't know which way was the best way to go. I mean, things turned out okay, but I think like any other person, you look back and you say, if I had just known,
right,
I could have done this.
And here's the great thing is, we do know. I mean, because of the team that we have, that we've put together, which is just a phenomenal team and amazing in the backgrounds that we've brought together, we can manage somebody's care and help that caregiver so that they can just go and be that daughter or that son and spend time with their loved one and let us really oversee all of the other things, which in the end saves them money because all those mistakes that you make are costly. Well, and it's not just about money, but it's also about peace of mind.
It's also a holistic approach. I think that what happens today in caregiving is there are so many arms and legs to caring for someone's condition. It's not like years ago. I laugh because my mom used to say that my grandmother was the nurse that took care of all the people on the block. You know, if you got sick, send Mrs. LaPlante. She'll take care of you because she had a nursing background. And you had one doctor that visited the home.
Right.
So continuity of care was really easy and really simple.
Of course, the problem is they needed to know everything about everything, which is challenging.
Well, yeah, it's challenging, especially with the magnitude of information and knowledge that's out there now,
right,
medically, and all of the new things that are coming out holistically, and so, you know, from quantum physics, and I could go on and on about that kind of stuff, but today, you know, if you've got different ailments, you're going to have a different doctor for each ailment, which to me makes it really hard to look at the person as a whole.
Right.
And have that continuity of care. So some of these things are topics we're going to be broaching in the future. And we'd love to have you along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to share what we know.
We're here for your journey.
We want to introduce you to some of our resources and the folks that we know that have helped us and continue to help in the community to better the people that are needing these services. And it's not just the elderly. There are people that are young, that have mental health issues, that have disabilities, that have had strokes, that have MS, that needs support. It's not just about the elderly, and there's a difference in caring for those as there is for caring for the elderly. The younger people have different benefit needs and things like that. So we hope to have you join us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all we have. Ta-ta for now. TTFN, right?
TTFN.
Oh, jeez, I keep kicking the thing. Sorry, there's like a gong sound you might hear. Sorry about that.
That was just
It's the final goodbye.
The final goodbye.
It's like the gong show. Like we're being pulled off of. Yeah, and if you know that reference, then you understand it. Yeah, we're being now pulled off of the stage.
Sue, you just told everybody how old we are. And on that note,
we'll say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
This has been the Caregiving Life with Dignity podcast. For a free consultation, go to lifewithdignity.net. And for further downloadable information on caregiving, go to caregiverlife.com or call us at 630-549-0654. Until next time, take care.
This is a production of Habanero Media.